Hello, welcome back to the Makers Misfits podcast, an actual play podcast, Paizo's Adventure Path, The Extinction Curse. My name is Joe, and I'm the GM for this adventure. I'm accompanied, of course, by my friends Chris, Nathan, Marcus, Elmer, and Zach. Let's skip the intros. Let's just get straight to combat. Last time, they opened up Bardolph the Great's den after a lot of talk about bears. We just went straight into combat. So we're going to go into that. This bear is unhappy and is about to leash out at Ockbrew.
Yeah, I would say it's unhappy. It's unhappy for being locked away in its cart for 2 years after its owner died.
Yeah, it hasn't been locked in there. It was out having fun, hurt its ankle.
That bear's twice the size of its own cart. It needs a bear cart.
Use your imagination.
I'm calling Peter.
Fine, it's that big now.
Thank you.
Well, his growth was stunted from being in that cart for so long.
I know, right?
He might be upset at the healthcare coverage for the carcass, you know? And dealing with that injury.
Healthcare.
I need snapping dental. My teeth keep falling out.
This bear needs vision.
Are you eating too much cold granola bars? Because that might do it to you.
One cold granola bar.
What?
That's how
Joe lost a tooth last week by biting into a granola bar.
I didn't lose a tooth. I lost a piece of a tooth.
But was it a cold granola bar?
Yeah.
Yes, I like Joe likes to freeze
Joe likes to freeze his granola bars. So
because they're
he kind of was asking for it, in my opinion.
Yeah, granola, you kind of are asking for it.
Anyways. They weren't frozen. My teeth are strong.
I thought they were strong. No tooth strong. No break.
So you eat a granola bar, a cold granola bar, and then you chase it with what? Gravel? Just chew on some gravel.
Do you floss now?
I've always flossed for the last year.
That's not always.
No, but I picked up those floss picks.
Yeah.
Those have changed my life.
Flossing is great.
I love those things. And like the pokey thing at the end.
I'm not a fan of that. Pokey thing. Just don't get stuff.
I love it all. Use the whole tool.
No, yeah. Use the whole. No, it's the pokey thing's so nice. I love the way my gums feel.
So you like pain. That's what you're saying.
No, it's not pain. It shouldn't be painful.
Do you feel pain when you floss? Are
your gums okay?
Joe, why are you punishing your mouth?
The pokey part into your gums?
The pokey part in between the teeth. You don't stab your gums with it.
But you said you like the way your gums feel after.
You know,
yes.
You know, guys, I don't know if I'm liking this habit of every episode we just bash on a new fact about Joe. Like,
he keeps doing crazy stuff. He's the one bringing it up. He keeps legitimately confusing me. Why are you putting
some
bone parts in the
fridge? You know when I get confused, I get angry. I gotta destroy it.
For real. I'll say a
weird fact about me. I don't know. I can't think of anything. I like.
I'm just.
I like my toilet paper going the right direction. I don't know. It.
What is that?
Joe actually does like eating frozen grapes.
Frozen grapes are good.
Frozen grapes.
I've never had a frozen grape.
But what is the cold do to the granola bar?
I was just trying to get the heat off Joe.
I appreciate it, Zach, but what you brought was not good.
What you brought up was even worse.
You gotta.
If
you're trying to take the heat, you gotta
wrap this up. Who's doing this?
You did,
I know. Chris is the worst out of all of us, I think, for a fact. He like sneakily brings up something and like disappears.
No, it was bad. On Friday, I went to go hang out with Elmer and Chris and Derek. And name drop Derek.
I know. Did you?
We won't tell you.
Did you just say Derek?
Think of the most famous Derek you can think of. He's more famous than that.
Surprise Twitter, we know Derek.
Somebody's head just exploded.
So anyways, I went to go hang out with them and I was chilling. I was relaxing. And then Chris all of a sudden brings up, hey, Joe, did you send out your invitations for your wedding yet? It's like around the corner.
Okay.
I'm like, thanks, that wasn't Chris. Supposed to be thanks a, for stressing me a bad
thing. That's not asking a roast. Genuinely.
That was a genuine question from your best man.
Yeah, like, but you know what?
He's the most qualified person to ask
in defense, like he started stressing out like almost immediately, started talking about more and more wedding stuff.
No, yeah, that was not a good topic, especially for somebody like Chris who had a wedding. I'm sure he knows how stressful it is. Why would he bring that up?
No, of course, yeah.
Chris didn't do shit for me.
No, up. I did a lot, but not
the most. Okay.
You're going to trigger Chris. He's going to have
to guess. Chris is like, oh, we're all chilling. Hey, Joe.
No, he brought it up, actually. Really, he brought up RSVPs that he sent them out already. I'm like, no, you didn't. We didn't RSVP.
No, you asked. You're like, Joe, did you send out RSVPs?
Don't stress out, Joe.
Don't stress out. Let's walk away from this.
Well, did you?
We got a bear to deal
have
with.
You sent them out now at least? Have
you no, sent them out
now? I mean, we're just playing games right now.
Priorities, Joe.
Realistically, should we be playing? Like, sounds like there might be more important stuff.
You guys cut the episode down. Go handle all your stuff.
Joe's like,
this episode is now just going to be about wedding planning.
If we can help, out in any way, I'm down for that.
Are you guys ready?
We're waiting for you.
Come on, Joe, you got to corral us.
One person hasn't rolled initiative yet.
I did. Just I now. Rolled. Yeah. Well, not just now.
Brown bread.
The person who's smoking in the corner. Don't you move your character. Is that
the corner? Was I in the corner?
No, so he's talking about Naz,
he's not smoking, he's eating garbage.
He's eating garbage.
Yeah, I just moved my character one tile over away from the bear, and then I hear, don't you fucking move your character, and I'm like, oh, shit,
yeah, my bad. I was like, when did Akbu start smoking? I'm like, smoking's my thing.
No, I am talking about moving. Stop moving. So, stop.
I did say last session that I'm stepping away from the front of the door, like I'm sidestepping it.
Wait. So are you? I'm confused. Am I rolling initiative? I'm not even.
I guess you can see us getting attacked by a bear. You're 15 feet
away. They're literally 20 feet away from you.
I'm busy eating.
Fine, don't roll initiative. You're out of this.
He's dumpster diving.
Snap, you are up top. Snap, where did you roll?
Joe, you have to tell us. You can't just tell us that, like, we have to roll. Like why
Snap,
didn't you roll?
You rolled.
No, he didn't. I did not.
He did not roll.
I see him in my turn order. He has a 20.
No, you are lying.
Joe, that's part of the last time.
I only see a bear and Chris. I'm waiting for my token to appear so I can type in my number.
And Joe, the only reason Naz and Snap would even be involved in this fight is if they were there. Right now, they're not even paying attention to it.
They can see you.
No, but you said you're the DM, Joe. You're the DM. You got to say, Snap, Naz, you hear a commotion. You look over. This is what you see. Do you choose to get involved? Yeah. Not just roll initiative. Like, Snap. We're both eating dinner.
I'll get my grub on.
Two different kinds of dinner.
Mine's better.
And these two characters could give the less fucks about the three of us over here.
All right, fine. You guys can roll initiative if you'd like. Snap, you hear a commotion. Naz, you hear a commotion. You can roll initiative if you want.
Yeah, you hear a commotion.
I hear a commotion, initiative. But the commotion of everything I'm eating sounds way better.
Wait, an initiative with what, though? With
Perception. So... up the top, we have, let's see, Akbu, you rolled a 23. Fidget, you got a 22. Snap got a 22. Gremlock, you got a 5. And Bardolf has a 17. So, and Naz isn't going to participate as he eats his trash. You never answered us. Do you eat the trash or the cigarette?
Yeah, he didn't answer. Okay. He didn't answer. He eats it all.
All right, Akru, you're up first. Oh, and Eliza's in the corner screaming, ah, what's going on?
I hate that. I hate the fact that I'm first because the bear just rushed out of the cage seeing an opening. And I'm trying to give it the benefit of the doubt.
You can delay. You can just not move and go in wherever
you want. I think that's what I'm going to do, but I'm going to take my crane stance. Is that allowable? Would I still be able to delay my turn if I...
So what happens then is you go into crane stance. Mm-hmm. That's one action. And then you ready an action, which in itself is an action. So that's two. And then your trigger goes off whenever you... if you say, I don't attack until the bear attacks me. Then you.
That sounds beautiful. That's what I want my trigger to be. Let's do it. I take the crane stance. And... I will attack if the bear attacks me. If the bear attacks me.
Okay. All right, so that's your turn. Fidget.
Who goes first between me and Fidget, though?
Fidget, what did you use for initiative?
Perception.
And then Snap, what'd you use?
Perception.
Who has the higher perception? Mine's a plus four.
Mine's a plus six.
All right, Snap goes first.
Okay. So I'm 25 feet is my thing. So that's 10, 15, 20, 25. Can the bear see me? Or am I kind of like too covered?
Not yet. You're small and there's a giant cart in your way.
Can I double move or whatever?
Yeah. That's one action you use so far.
Okay. And I'm going to try and Snap is like basically through his body language and like kind of roars and like whimpers, like trying to see what's going on with this bear. Like, what, like, why are you so mad? Like, what's going on?
Okay. Go ahead and give me that diplomacy check. I believe you need a feat to be able to do this fast. But I'm just going to let you see if you can like see into his eyes, see what's going on.
There is no time on this wild empathy thing. It's not a feat or an action. It's like it's like just something I can do.
Okay. So you rolled a what?
I rolled an 18. I rolled a 17 plus one. So 18.
You get the feeling that Bardolph is really scared right now. And he's like, he's not in his right mind.
Okay, so can I tell them to, he's scared, guys. Like, just give him some space. You ran into his home and didn't even knock. That's so rude. And I'll try and kind of calm him, but I'm guessing that's pretty much my turn.
Yeah. You have your, animal companion back there.
I used all of my actions, no?
Yes, but I think your animal companion can do a stride or strike without you telling it.
Okay. And then he can move 45 feet, so...
Excuse me?
Fast little Toby lizard.
There's no way.
He's not a lizard.
A dinosaur. It's true, Joe. He's a... bipedal raptor. Most animals have like a really high speed.
What's his name?
I'll be Snowflake.
No, but what's the creature's name?
To grow. Dinosaurus or something. But just look up like
Dinosaurus?
Yeah.
I can't pronounce it. It's a dinosaur name. They make those hard to pronounce.
Facts.
That's how they get Dromosaur?
Yeah. But the thing is, he's a Deinocleus or whatever. Because you could use either a Velociraptor or a Deinocleus. I don't know how to pronounce that.
Okay.
But yeah, he actually has a speed of 50 feet, but he's wearing Barding, which reduces his speed by 5.
That's crazy.
It's weird. He's like a hit and run kind of fighter. I like her. He'll stay hidden here, or she'll stay hidden here behind us, then ready to strike in case.
Okay. All right. That brings up Fidget.
Okay. Can the bear see me?
No, it's still like inside the entrance of.
Okay. After hearing Snap's advice, Fidget is going to stride over here. Can the bear see me now?
Yes.
Okay. After hearing Snap's advice, she's going to pull out three of her juggling balls and try to perform in front of the bear as an attempt to calm it. Can that work? Can I perform a trick? Can I roll a performance roll to see if it will calm, if it will like show the bear that we're not aggressive, that, hey, we work for the circus. You know this place. No, nothing's going to hurt you. In a very non-threatening like way.
I'm going to say with Snap's look, like insight on the bear.
Yeah.
That Snap would know that there's not going to be any calming this bear down right now.
Yeah, but that Snap didn't say that. That Snap didn't say that though. So
I know. So I'm letting Snap know that in case he wants to say it.
Okay.
I don't think the bear can be calmed. But we should just leave it to its house, and maybe if you can just kind of restrain it. Just so it can calm down. I don't know why Akko had a that Longshank had to be disrespectful, but
well, we were just trying to investigate, and we, you know, I didn't even know we had a bear here in the first place. But okay.
Okay, Nathan, go ahead. You're moving away from.
Yeah, I use my last action to stride. Away.
Okay. That means it's Bardolph's turn. Bardolph, for his first action, will stride out of his thing. He's going to go ahead and look at Akbu because he opened his door and entered so unceremoniously. And he's going to go ahead and attack. But before I can do that, Akbu, you get a chance to hit, I believe, because you're readied action.
Yep.
Why don't you go ahead and roll that?
Oh. Okay. Ba-do-ba-do. 10 plus. Where the hell my character sheet go? Plus my strength, 3, 13, and I forget if I add anything else.
Your proficiency.
Where the hell do I see that on here?
It's 3, right?
Yeah, I added the 3, and I'm like, I don't know. Do I add anything else?
Are you hitting
for your ability score, right?
Whatever. Your strength, yeah.
Why don't you just? You could just hit powerful fist, and that should do it.
I'm already in my crane strike.
Oh, okay.
I'm in my crane stance, I should say.
Yeah, so it's 3 plus 3, so it's a +6 to your first hit.
Cool, 16 hits.
That misses.
Where do you see the other 3?
Because you're proficient in it.
Okay.
Because you can't just add just your strength to it. I'm sure you have to add something else.
Yeah, that's why I was asking. What do I add?
So each class is like proficient in different weapons, and if you're proficient, that just is automatic 3, right?
But I'm like, where do I see that?
In your class.
Strikes. It's going to be, in your class.
Near the top.
I'm sure you're trained.
Like, you could become expert in a weapon type, right? And then you would get a bigger bonus.
Trained is +3, expert's +5. After the legendary is plus. Or no, after expert is some. No. Is master, that's +5. And then legendary is +7 or 9, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm not asking the right question, but I will go ahead and. Okay, never mind. I found it on the character sheet. Boom. Cool beans. 16. Doesn't hit. Awesome.
Okay, and that's your turn. But now we know that. Bardolph is going to go ahead and attack you. He is angry. His mouth is watering, and gonna go ahead and try to take a big chunk out of you. Let's see what your new are. Oh, so Bardolph rolled a natural 20.
Great.
He does his critical damage. Altogether, that's 24 points of damage. As Bardolph bites you in your arm and starts ripping.
I'm not even going to ask if we healed because my max HP is 20.
You are unconscious and dying.
We awesome. Did. I don't think we even did heal. There was no
you
healing.
All, you all healed. I'll say you all healed up.
Okay.
Awesome.
We all ain't trash.
You're still dead.
Yeah. But now you're dying.
You're still dying.
It's now... Oh, no. It's still his turn. He's going to turn and look at Grimlock and strike out with a paw. It's a 23 hit.
A 23 hit. Yes. Yes, it hits me.
You guys are rude today.
You're out here killing people damage. With a bear. At our own circus.
What the... With a sprained ankle.
Yeah, Matt. How is he's no disadvantage?
It's too late.
No.
Okay, yeah.
After multiple fools are dead.
It might have been an emotional damage. Nothing. You take 12 points of damage.
Okay, that's a lot of damage.
Alright. That's the bear's turn.
Alright, it's my turn. Okay, so I saw him take down Akbu, and he pawed at me, so hearing that, we're not really trying to, you know, he's not himself. I take out my weapon from the back of my it's held on my back, so I take it out, and it's my invention. It's the first time I think you guys probably seen it in action. It's a great axe in shape, but its apparent looks like really different. Its handle, its long handle is like made up of different like materials, different metals. Has a lot of like little gadgets and gears, and it looks very odd. And then the head itself, it's kind of like the regular old axe head, but it splits in two from like the top to bottom. There's a chain attached to those two. So what the big thing my axe does, it like I gave it reach and it's able to do like tripping and sweeping and other stuff like that, because it's like it's the head's on a chain. So I push a button on my axe handle and it goes out and spreads out in length on the chain, and I'm gonna try to sweep it. Or no, I'm gonna try to trip it. I think that's what I want to do.
So it becomes basically like a whip?
Sorta, but like a flail. It's weighted. It's a weighted whip. And it's yeah.
Mm. Okay. So how do you trip things in Pathfinder 2? You just do it.
No, I think I make a athletics check. And
against his, I'm assuming his fortitude.
DC, it doesn't say in the description here. I don't know where. Probably in the handbook. I don't know what you check is for tripping.
That's why the internet exists. We can all learn this together. Trip actions.
Yeah, you dummy.
You have at least one hand free. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Try to knock it. Ground attempt an athletic check against a target's reflex DC.
Oh wait, I think I want to grapple. Is that the same thing? Same reflex DC?
Yes. Okay.
So
you're gonna try to grapple?
Yeah, I guess like put the chain all around him.
Like tangle body, up his right? legs.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm gonna be rolling an athletics check, but I add my weapon bonus, the +5.
Okay. So it's an athletics check against the target's fortitude DC.
Fortitude.
Surprise.
Ooh, so that's 27 if I include my weapon bonus.
That is a success.
Okay.
So that means that's just a regular success. Your target is grabbed until the end of your next turn unless you move or target your target escapes.
Okay, well, I just grappled him.
So you have grappled him. Do you do anything else? All right. I'd say that's a pretty good non-violent move. Eliza liked it. Eliza's like, yeah, grab him. He's not himself.
She's not going to help them.
She's helping emotionally. She's there.
Does that give us a bonus or anything? Or?
I'm going to look up the grappling condition and we'll find that out. But Akbu, it's your turn. Go ahead and roll a stabilized D. It's a flat check, I believe.
Wow. Rolled a 10.
We're going to go ahead and see what the dying rules are. Because right now you are wounded 1. What's going on?
No, it's dying rules. It sounds ominous, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, I have to, you know, hit a couple checks on the list before I actually die.
Dying rules, Pathfinder 2E?
Yeah, I gotta sign a waiver, you know.
Yeah. All right, you immediately move your initiative position to directly before the turn in which you were reduced to 0. So actually, you were supposed to move initiative. You're right before Bardolph. So actually, it's Fidget's turn before yours.
But what are the dying rules? Can you read them, though, just so we all know?
Yeah. You gain the dying 1 condition. If the effect that knocked you out was a critical success from the attacker or the result of your critical failure, you gain the dying 2 condition instead. If you have the wounded condition, increase these values by your wounded value. If the damage came from a non-lethal attack or effect, you don't gain the dying condition.
So he's dying 2.
He's dying 2, yes. Dying always includes a value. If it ever reaches dying 4, you die. If you're dying, you must attempt a recovery check at the start of your turn each round to determine whether you're better or worse. Your dying condition increases by 1 if you take damage while dying, or by 2 if you take damage from an enemy's critical hit or critical failure.
Okay, you said attack opportunities aren't really a thing unless you have the feat.
Unless you have the feat, correct.
So I'm going to go here, here, and then I will cast Stabilize as a cantrip on to this kid. And when I do it, I'll put my hands on his head. I said, "You longshanks continually are useless." And I'll cast Stabilize. And it's a verbal and somatic, so it's two actions, right?
Yeah, that's perfect. And then, that's Pathfinder 2.0.
Yeah. Okay, so I spent 15 and I have 10 more, so I'm going to back up twice here. And then I will let out a little whistle, and Snow will perform a skill, which is called Darting Attack. So basically, the Snow can step up to 10 feet, attack, and then step away for 10 feet.
I don't believe you can do that because you already used all 3 of your actions, right?
Does movement count?
Movement's an action. Oh, and okay. Then your spell was 2 actions, so that's
so correct. Then my turn is over.
Yes. Fidget, go ahead. And just so you guys know, the grabbed condition, what it does is you're held in place by another creature, giving you the flat-footed and immobilized conditions. If you attempt a manipulate action while grabbed, you must succeed at a DC 5 flat check or it is lost. Roll the check after spending the action, but before any effects are applied.
And this is for flat footed, right?
That's for grabbed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's what Bardolph has on him right now. So it's Fidget's turn.
Yeah, I know. I just don't know what to do. We're not fighting this guy.
Is the bear flat footed?
He is right now.
The bear is now flat footed, yes.
Fuck, Snap's gonna come and stab it.
and is also immobilized.
I mean, we're not doing anything, right? We don't want to fight. None of us wants to fight it, so I guess I'll just skip my turn, I guess.
You sure?
Huh? What else am I supposed to do? I have no useful skills in this situation.
Do you have any non-lethal attacks?
No.
Fidget's only here to kill. Kill and juggle.
I've already cast 2 spells today. So I'm already like fucked. So everything else is just like not. I really don't have anything to help out.
Maybe
so
you could put it to sleep with your poor performances like you did with the crowd.
Fidget's is gonna stand next to Eliza and cheer on Grimlock. Being all like, you got it. I believe in you. You'll calm down eventually, right?
Eliza's right next to you like, yeah, I'm with her. You're doing it. You're just an NPC like me. Not doing anything.
Yeah.
So that's that's over. Akbu, it's your turn. You're going to attempt that recovery check.
So reroll?
Yeah, we're going to reroll. So a DC...
He's stabilized.
The DC is 10. Oh, he is stabilized. You're done. You're fine.
I shut down the death door. The target loses the dying condition, though it remained unconscious at 0 hit points.
Yes. Cool and I'm assuming beans. He still holds on to his wounded.
It doesn't say it gets rid of it, so probably.
All right.
I'm just out now then.
You're just sleeping. Yeah, you're
with a bear.
I'm sleeping.
All right, it's Bardolph's turn. He's going to turn and look at Grimlock, and he doesn't like that he's being held, so he's going to try to break the grapple. So he's going to do a strength saving throw. Athletics DC. It's against your athletics DC, Chris?
That's what I rolled, yeah. I don't know what the DC to break it is.
What is it's a plus what to you?
My athletics is plus 5, but I added my weapon bonus, which is a plus 5.
All right, I'm going to say it's a 15 then for now.
Yeah, I think that's...
10 to that. So he doesn't get it. He doesn't get to break out. So he's angry about that, so he's going to lash out at you with a claw. 22?
That is a hit.
5 points of damage?
Okay.
As he goes ahead and claws you over your chest.
I shout, can anyone else do anything?
And he's going to try to claw again. Critical miss.
Do I see or hear what's going on? Or do I have to roll perception? Or should I roll
perception? No, you know what's going on. You chose to ignore it.
Okay. Perfect.
He's wrapping up your meal.
All right. Fidget, your turn.
Okay. Seeing as things are not going as planned for everyone else, she's going to do the only thing she can do. She's going to cast a spell called Telekinetic Projectile. And she's going to throw a rocket at the fucking bear.
Alrighty. Oh, shit.
16 plus 7.
That's a hit. Roll damage.
Okay. Yeah, so you see Fidget kind of like now getting worried and is watching fucking Grimlock get all torn up. And so she's just going she pulls a rock, a little nice sized rock from the river, and she throws it and flings it with her mind. It's going to deal 1d6 plus 4. So that's, I rolled a 5, so that's 9 points of damage.
Ouch.
Yeah.
That hurt.
Ryan, it's head. Just trying to make it go to sleep. Knock it out.
All right. So that's, you hit it. Do you have any other movements, action?
That's a two action thing. And so I'm going to move away a little bit more. Gonna hide behind Eliza.
Eliza looks back. What are you doing? You just hit it and then you ran.
I have full faith in Grimlock to keep it in there, so I'm just taking precautions.
Okay, so it's Akbru's on the ground snoozing. So after you hit it with the rock, you hit it like in its snout and it like shakes its head off. It looks at you and then it looks sad.
I don't know what you're saying, but I'm sorry, but you need to calm down.
It turns around and it walks back into the caravan.
Oh, good.
Are you fucking kidding me?
it's in there. It curls up into a ball underneath the hoop and underneath a picture of the great Fortunato.
Well, Fidget walks up, closes the door, puts her hands on her head, says, "Well, that worked out. Though we still have no leads about the whole Myron thing."
Yeah, fuck off.
You okay, Alan?
He's dying.
I'm dying.
He's stabilized.
That's the second time. It's the second time he's just mad. That's the second time we'd have combat, and then he's immediately down.
Don't open a bear's door.
I mean, we have a lot of stuff to work on as a team. This has been really, really disgusting. I'm dead, really. What do you mean as in what? Do you not see us fucking literally getting wrecked every fight?
There's only been two.
And you're two for two for getting your shit pushed in, Omen. I'm one for two. I'll admit that.
And I'm 2 for 2 for solving the situation.
Nothing I can do against crits.
Nothing you can do against Joe's cheating.
All right, yeah, I think you're getting on the wrong person's ass here, Marcus.
So the door opens up again, and in Bardolph's mouth is an owlbear claw. He puts it on the ground next to Akbu and then walks back into his lair.
How do we know it's an owlbear claw?
Because I told you, instead of having you roll for it.
Like a literal claw of an animal. Owlbear.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's an item. You guys can look it up.
What the fuck? I'll tell you what it is, but...
No, if you guys give me a nature check.
I don't have any nature. Snap!
Okay.
It's your time to shine.
My time to shine.
I can take magic arcana. Is that a check in this game?
Nope.
Occultism?
Yes.
Give it to me.
I can do occultism. I got that. It's my best skill. I rolled a 10 plus... Oh. Plus 3, 13. Never mind. Occultism's not my best. 10 plus 3, 13.
I'm going to show it to you guys. There. I showed it to you guys. It's in your files. An owlbear claw. It's a consumable. Basically, it's affixed to a weapon. It doesn't have any bulk, so you don't need to worry about that. What happens, you critically succeed at an attack roll with the affixed weapon, but you have to, as a free action, you can activate it. So it's a free hit.
So?
It's a free crit.
Dibs?
Oh, but it's one-time use.
One-time use.
Oh, one-time whack. So how does healing work? Can I heal? Do I need a feat or can I heal him?
So there's feats to heal.
To make it go faster and in combat. But can you just heal normally with like medicine?
Grimlock picks up the claw, by the way, and puts it in one of his side pockets.
Okay, that's probably good.
Naz walks over and sees the commotion and he's just like, really, guys? What happened to Akbu again?
Don't worry about Naz. No one called you over. You can go back to what you're doing.
Sounds great to me.
Yeah. Literally none of your business.
I'm looking for healing stuff. Because he's a druid, so do you have the heal spell?
I'm talking about healing.
Any character... Okay, I know. Any character focusing on their medicine skill and related skill feats can heal a patient a number of damage every 10 minutes, restoring that character to full health in maybe 20 or 40 to 80 minutes, depending on it.
So I roll and then that determines how much I heal?
Yeah, give me a medicine check, but you can also critically fail and it would hurt him.
As opposed, what else can we do? Just let him sleep? If he's at zero, can we get him up from zero? Or?
Yeah. If he sleeps, it's only like one hit point.
Does the circus not have a medic on its staff?
Yeah. We have a cemetery.
If you talk to... They have a supply of healing potions. The person to talk to would probably...
It's cheaper just to dig holes.
start digging. I guess okay. I'll go
so
with the professor.
I can heal him now, but it'll be... it'll just be better if we can get some kind of... medicine to help it along.
Yeah, I'll be back. I'll go up to the professor right now. See what he could do.
Sounds good.
Well, I mean, we're no rush, right? I mean, like, we can nurse him. We can help him get up. And I don't think we should. I mean, I don't think we, if we, I mean, look, all I'm saying is that something's wrong. Something's weird going on. Yeah.
You're like, clearly in no rush. I saw you freezing that fight.
I don't want to hurt the animals as a last resort.
So you just let people die.
No one died.
Because of me.
Okay. No one died.
Mirren's dead.
Who?
Okay, but I wasn't a part. I didn't see that happening. If he was under attack, I definitely would have
really
done something, you know?
I don't know where you were that day.
Yeah, I really. Today.
I don't know.
What do you mean that day? Exactly. It was today. Do you even know who we're talking about?
But I know you're suspicious. I have never met a fey touch like you who does not know any fun and does nothing interesting and just talks.
You don't talk
a lot. That's all he does. She does. Well, she does. I don't know her enough. Yeah.
No, she does.
Well, I'm sorry. I am just different, I guess. Okay. I mean, I do lots of tricks. I've been doing tricks my whole life. I was performing out of taverns over there in Alberton before I got picked up by Myron.
I don't care any kind of tricks you turn. Okay. But when we're fighting, fight. Turn your tricks on your own time.
You know, Snap, that's very hurtful. I don't appreciate that.
I literally do not care. I do not want to die because you stand there.
You guys can treat runes if you have a healer's tool.
Treat what? Say that one more time.
Treat wounds. Hmm? You can treat wounds with a healer's
tool. Is it included in the inventory? No. Healer's tools.
No, okay. It's not.
Well, no. So
you guys keep making me go on tap.
How you knew all this?
Okay.
It's a lot.
No, but I mean,
let's just take them to wherever we can find the proper.
I mean, would we know where the medicine is? Like, that's the thing. I don't know how much we're supposed to know, because like we didn't know that there was a bear until now.
Well, to anyone's
our mascot.
Snap, you would have known there's a bear.
You need to tell me that. How would I know that without you telling me?
Really, mine, duh.
But Snap knew.
Snap knew. I need you to be fully Snap. You're half Snap right now.
I'm going to go get Professor. Is he nearby?
Uh-huh. He's by the
20 feet away from the fight. And he's
yeah.
on the ground and me bleeding heavily. And he's just
enjoying the fight.
He doesn't want to get too far from the fire. There's a bear.
I go up to the Professor. Sorry to interrupt whatever that is you're doing. We need some medical assistance of any kind.
What happened to you, Griblock?
The bear. The bear attacked us.
Did you open the bear's door?
I didn't open the door. Akbu did, though.
Okay. Well, that's Akbu's
right over there. He's laying on the ground. I point towards him.
I like how Joe is like saying all like, well, you open the door. You open. It's like, what? Everything was pointing towards the door. How are we? Would you us not open the door? Like, it's you're making it sound like it's our fault that
you
was that.
You got to tell us, but you got to tell us. Be like, oh, you're coming across the mascot's door. The mascot that is known to be violent for people who open the door. We don't.
The mascot is not known.
But
to
what
be
do you
violent.
Mean? But then why is he like?
Why are you making it sound like our fault that we open the door? Well, you open the door. Of course, you get attacked.
Because you're still opening the front door.
Hey man, you got it, Joe.
You're contradicting yourself. You're saying well, the bear's not violent, but you open his door, so of course it's gonna attack.
There is a line between doing a surprise and just not giving us enough information.
All right.
I think everybody just needs to take a deep breath.
No.
And I know, and I seem to be the one least upset about it.
I know. Nate's like thinking about things, how things have been progressing. Nate's like, wait a second.
Okay. Grimlock, Bardolph doesn't. He's never attacked any of us before. So opening his door wouldn't really caused anything.
Doubling
down. Did you open the door?
This is where my secret origin story comes in. I'm really not one of you guys. That's why he attacked.
No, I thought it was
a sleeper agent.
I gave in. I said he doesn't attack. So it shouldn't have mattered if you open the door or not.
You can't give in, Joe.
That's part of the fucking mystery.
No, Joe. It's not.
Just keep going, Joe.
No, I want an explanation of what's going on.
This man goes.
I think the bear was not supposed to attack.
No, but let's go over the this conversation that it did. Grimlock just had. He goes. He walks over. He's like, "There's a bear attack." He's like, "Did you go near the door?" And you're like, and he's like, "Yeah." He's like, "Well, that shouldn't matter because he never hurts anybody."
But then the whole time
you can't retcon in the middle of the discussion because we don't know what's going on.
I just did.
How are you, Elmer? Are you okay?
Dude, I'm just waiting in until I get revived.
I'm gonna enjoy my trash.
So let's start this conversation over again.
I go up to the professor. He's enjoying a marshmallow by the fire while we were getting attacked 30 feet away. And I go up to him. I'm all battered too, and a lot of my clothes are torn. And I ask the professor, "Hey, professor, we need some medical attention. Whenever you can give us a second."
What happened to you guys? What's going on?
You wouldn't believe it. We got attacked by the bear. And I know that never happens, but something got into him, you know?
I've never seen Baldorf attack anyone before.
No.
He's the cuddliest of all bears.
I know.
I regularly go in there and sleep with him.
We were following a lead.
He keeps me warm.
Is that why the press just sounds like shit all the time?
What lead? What are you talking about?
It's best if you just come to us.
Okay. I'll go see. As long as you keep me safe.
And bring the medicine or whatever you have.
Oh, okay. Oh, sure. And he goes in. He goes into his cart, grabs like a box, and then he's on his way over.
By the time they approach, Fidget has already put Ockbu's hands on his chest and put a flower in between his fingers.
Are you burying him?
I'm unconscious. Yeah. If you're touching my chest like that, you should be able to hear or feel my chest moving because I'm breathing.
She has really bad medicine.
Oh, God.
You did the same thing you did to Myron. Yeah. In Myron's
yeah, it's like stepbrothers when he's burying him. And he's like, "I'm still alive." He's like, "Quiet, you're going to wake the neighbors."
Gosh, okay. Here, put this. Make sure he drinks all of this. And he opens up and he gives you a healing potion.
Mike's secret stuff.
He gives you one healing serum. Oh, two minor healing potions.
Oh, shit.
So
Roll it out.
What do I roll for those?
1d8.
For one. 86.
That's much better. All right, so you gain 6 health points.
Back up, folks.
Back up. And I'm going to ask again, does anyone have healing tools?
No.
All right, so I also have these healing tools. If anyone
is trained
in medicine, here you go. And I also have another set of healing tools. If anyone else is trained,
nope.
I'll take those.
Okay.
Now I'll have double the healing.
I'm like trying to pull it out of his head. The second one too. Does he let go?
Oh wait, medicine. I think I am trained in medicine actually.
Eliza, can you close up your snake thing and just make sure everyone's okay back at the fire? Okay, yeah, I got it. So she closes up and she's back by the warmth and he looks at you. Okay, I didn't want to tell anyone, but you guys for putting off such a good show, you guys are gonna get an extra pay cut. So here you guys go. You all get 5 extra gold pieces each. Okay, so here's the thing. Everyone is freaking out. Bart, the news is, I'm sure Eliza's already spreading the rumor that he attacked you. The fact that he's never attacked anyone.
To be fair, it's not a rumor. It happened. We saw it. Our friends lying on the ground. Not a rumor. Facts.
Yet to be proved.
He definitely attacked me.
There's witnesses. Everyone saw it.
He's allegedly attacked him.
Claw marks all over his body.
There's two sides to every story.
Aku, you just tripped.
Aku, did you get mauled by a bear?
Yes.
He's obviously dizzy from the fall. We don't know yet.
But anyways, Brodolf never attacks anyone. And if he did attack someone, that's not good for the morale or for anyone's safety. Is he calmed down now?
Yeah, he's calmed down. I threw a rock at him.
Okay, well, that was rude. But I understand he was attacking. That makes sense. But can you guys just make sure everything's safe? I don't really know what's going to happen at the... And then all of a sudden you hear screams, "Snakes! Snakes again!" And in the corner where Snap had his recent encounter with snakes, there's people trying to cut wood in the forest. And they're yelling, "Snakes! They're over here!" And Perez's like, that's what I mean. Hey, y'all. Thanks for listening to another week of the Makers Misfits podcast. You can catch us on Twitter at Makers Misfits, on Instagram, Makers Misfits. We have a Gmail, makersmisfits@gmail.com. Please tell your friends, tell your coworkers, the person next to you, the person sitting across the hall from you. Tell them to listen to our podcast. Like, rate, review, subscribe, pray, whatever you need to do. Help us get our voices heard. Have a good week, y'all.